This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is defending himself against reports that he made disparaging remarks about U.S. war dead. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, his political opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, says the president owes military families an apology.
The comments published in The Atlantic include the president in 2018 calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France losers and suckers. Joe Biden says the president is unfit.
I'm always caution not to lose my temper. This may be as close as I've come.
Biden says if the comments are true, the president should humbly apologize. Biden mentioned his late son, Beau.
He volunteered to go to Kosovo while the war was going on. As a civilian, he wasn't a sucker.
President Trump denied he made the comments.
It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else.
When he first heard about the Atlantic report, the president said, "What animal would say such a thing?" Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran has stockpiled 2,105 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. That's up from just under 1,600 kilograms last reported on May 20th. Iran signed the nuclear deal in 2015 with the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the United States from that agreement. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also said that when a vaccine is developed, it must be a priority to vaccinate key workers in all countries.
We want all people everywhere to have access to vaccines. But initially, when supply is limited, priority must be given to vaccinating essential workers and those most at risk.
Tedros also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective. U.S. job growth slowed further in August as financial assistance from the government ran out, but the nation's jobless rate plunged to 8.4% last month. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has details.
The drop in the unemployment rate was largely due to those returning to work who had been furloughed or temporarily laid off. The economy added more than 1.7 million jobs last month. The retail sector hired back the most employees, with that sector being one of the few to add more jobs than it did the month before. The rehiring came at the tail end of government payroll assistance programs that have since expired or will expire soon, leaving doubt as to how many more jobs can be restored without further aid. Layoff and furlough announcements have been piling up across the economy this week, from Ford to Coca-Cola to the airlines to manufacturing companies, with another round of government assistance nowhere in sight. Talks have stalled in Congress as Republicans and Democrats have been unable to agree on the need and the size of another stimulus package.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. The U.S. Defense Department says it wants to shut down a newspaper distributed to American troops around the world. AP's Jennifer King has more.
The military's independent newspaper, Stars and Stripes, has been ordered to cease publication by the end of September. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he made the decision as a result of his department-wide budget review. The Pentagon order follows a move earlier this year to cut the paper's funding from the department budget. It's considered a reflection of the Trump administration's animosity for the media and members of the press. The Pentagon order is despite congressional efforts to continue funding the century-old publication. Members of Congress, including Republican Lindsey Graham, have voiced opposition to the move. Graham says that as a veteran, he knows the value that the Stars and Stripes brings to its readers. Jennifer King, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.